This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government issues economic reform implementation action plan, sets deadlines from 6 months to 3 years to achieve economic reform targets. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli says UML will lead efforts against regression defending citizens' rights. Nepali embassy in Thailand rescues two Nepalese from Cambodia and repatriates, urges caution against fraudulent foreign employment offers in Southeast Asia. And US takes first steps to ease 50 years of sanctions on Syria. Now, the news in detail. The government has issued the Economic Reform Implementation Action Plan based on the recommendation of the High-Level Economic Reform Recommendation Commission. The plan was prepared by an Action Plan Formulation Committee coordinated by Secretary Chudamani Paudel from the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers following a cabinet decision on April 15. The committee was assigned to translate the former Secretary Rameswar Prasad Khanal-led Commission's recommendation into a detailed action plan. The action plan outlines sector-wise and ministry-wise reforms, setting implementation deadlines ranging from 6 months to 3 years. Key targets include reducing operational cost in the banking sector and narrowing the interest rate gap between loans and deposits within a year to promote fiscal stability. To curb inflation, the plan proposes reducing government expenditure and lowering indirect tax rates within the same time frame. The plan also introduces a new provision for senior citizens' allowances, setting eligibility age at 70 and requiring a national identity card to claim the benefit. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN UML, KP Sharma Oli, has said UML would remain in front to thwart all sorts of regression and protect citizens' rights. Inaugurating the 10th National General Convention of the National Youth Association yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged all not to dream of the restoration of monarchy, the system that the Nepali citizens had already abolished. Moreover, UML chair reminded his party leaders and cadres to be aware that the UML was being cornered. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba and President of the Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA Dr. Tanaka Akihiko held a meeting yesterday. According to the Secretariat of the Minister Dr. Rana, during the meeting held at the Tokyo-based JICA headquarters, they discussed the issues related to Nepal-Japan bilateral relations and mutual welfare, as well as climate change, natural disasters and good governance. On the occasion, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana, on behalf of Nepal, thanked JICA for its support for the economic development of Nepal for a long time. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, who is in China, held a meeting with Administrator of the National Forestry and Grassland Administration, NFGA, of China, Liu Guohong. According to the Minister Shahi's secretariat, talking about historic relations between Nepal and China, Minister Shahi urged NFGA for collaboration in developing bamboo and rattan products, in establishing forestry-based small and medium-sized enterprises, particularly to enhance processing industries in different parts of Nepal. As the chair of the 13th Council of the International Bamboo and Rattan Organization, Minister Shahi left for Beijing on the 20th of May to attend the meeting. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has pledged to establish Nepal as a center for Buddhism and spiritual tourism. Inaugurating the Buddhist International Travel Mart organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pandey reaffirmed the government's commitment to attracting as many spiritual tourists as possible by establishing Nepal as a center for Buddhist cultural heritage. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Stakeholders have stressed the need for Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to make their news and programs more people-centric, in line with the principles of public service broadcasting. In separate discussions held yesterday at Radio Nepal and Nepal Television under the theme Transformation in News and Programs, participants from various sectors highlighted the importance of promoting national unity and harmony through inclusive content that reflects the diversity of the country. Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting, PSP Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said suggestions from stakeholders would help shape people-centered broadcasting. He added, with the transformation of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into PSP institutions, they are no longer government propaganda outlets but are now guided by global PSP values and Nepal's unique identity. Board member Anita Gurung said the inputs from stakeholders have encouraged the organization to move forward in a citizen-focused direction. Chief Acting Administrative Officer Bishnuram Nyupani also expressed commitment to carrying forward the legacy of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television by incorporating expert recommendation to better serve the public. The Nepali Embassy in Thailand has rescued and repatriated two Nepali citizens who had been stranded in Cambodia for an extended period. The rescued individuals, a man and a woman, returned to Nepal yesterday with the embassy's coordination. Issuing a statement, the embassy once again urged all Nepali citizens to go abroad for employment only after securing a labour permit following government guidelines. It has also warned against falling prey to fraudulent job offers in countries like Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar and Thailand. The embassy has also appealed to the media and civil society to help raise awareness and prevent Nepalese from becoming victims of foreign employment scams. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has formally lifted comprehensive economic sanctions on Syria, marking a dramatic shift in policy and opening the door to renewed foreign investment in the war-torn Arab country. The move was confirmed in a statement by the Treasury Department on Friday, which issued a general license authorizing transactions previously banned under the Syrian sanctions regulations. The measure effectively dismantles core restrictions that had been in place for over a decade. The measures from the State and Treasury Departments waived for 6 months a tough set of sanctions imposed by Congress in 2019 and expanded U.S. rules for what foreign businesses can do in Syria. The sanctions relief was issued in coordination with a waiver from the U.S. State Department under the Caesar Syria Civilian Protection Act. The Treasury noted that the general license would permit new investment, the provision of financial services and transactions involving Syrian petroleum products. Following last year's campaign that ousted Assad, the new leadership in Damascus has moved swiftly to rebuild relations with Western governments and unlock foreign capital. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather today is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy across the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at a few places in the hilly regions of the country, including Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province, and at one or two places in the remaining provinces. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. That brings us close to the end of this news bulletin. But before we conclude, let's have a quick reminder of the headlines again. Government issues Economic Reform Implementation Action Plan, sets deadlines from 6 months to 3 years to achieve economic reform targets. Prime Minister and CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli urges UML will lead efforts against regression, defending citizens' rights. Nepali Embassy in Thailand rescues 2 Nepalese from Cambodia and repatriates, urges caution against fraudulent foreign employment offers in Southeast Asia. And US takes first steps to ease 50 years of sanctions on Syria. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.